Hope that's better. It's good to be here this evening. It's good to see all of you here, and I'm glad you're all able to make this a priority and come and worship with us this evening. Thankful to see you all here. For those of you who are visiting tonight, I am not your one of the regular preachers here. I'm just one of the members that the elders have allowed one of the members on the fourth Sunday evening to come up here and give a lesson, and that's where I'm up here tonight. I was supposed to be up here last month. However, I got sick, and Jamie Reynolds filled in for me, thankfully, and now I switched places with him, and so I get to bring the lesson to you tonight. So I'm grateful to be here. I'm thankful for the elders for allowing me to be up here as well. Anyway, let's get on with the lesson. At work, one of our sales channels that we focus on and that we deal with is called, that we refer to it as the MRO, or the Maintenance, Repair, and Operations, one of our sales channels. In this channel, we offer many different products such as for maintaining, repairing tools and equipment, and then such as filters and oil and fittings and plugs, things to maintain and repair equipment and part and tools. But we also offer the operations side of that is that all the day-to-day items you use, such as all your different blades and bits and paints, and the list goes on and on. Many different things that our customers in the construction industrial world tend to use on a daily basis to be able to adequately do their job. Well, same kind of goes for our spiritual life, for our faith. I thought maybe I could come up with a good lesson about how we need to maintain, repair, and operate our spiritual lives and our own faith. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 tells us to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved. We're instructed to give our best efforts and to be able to present our best version of ourselves to God. And for me, and I think most of us probably, that doesn't come easily. It takes a lot of effort, actually. For myself, it takes a lot of effort sometimes to be able to do that, to present ourselves, the best version of ourselves to God. And likewise, it's important for us, or just like it's important for us to regularly maintain our equipment, our property, our vehicles, our even our own health, and to avoid some sort of failure, it's important for us to maintain our spiritual life as well. And of course, however, when the equipment, the appliances, the health, sometimes when they fail, we have to know that we need the tools and the appropriate means to repair or take care of as well. And I think that same concept goes for our spiritual life as well. I'm going to begin with the operations side. I'm kind of going out of order of my own diagram. Because the operations, I feel like, is where it begins. Without the operations side, without your day-to-day operations, the repairs and the maintenance are meaningless. They're useless. Okay, so if we're not doing our day-to-day thing plan, and we're not operating, like if you, for example, in your work, if you're operating your equipment day-to-day and getting the job done, then the maintenance and the repairs on it are useless or meaningless, right? So I wanted to begin with the operations side of it, because I feel like that's where it needs to start, and it's a very, very important part. So like I said, the operations side of this channel is the tools, the accessories, and the other things needed on a daily basis to operate and to do the work you're intended to do. In the case of our Christian lives, these tools are what we need to have to do in order to live our Christian life. The first thing on my list tonight would be a prayerful living. We need to make sure our first daily operational thing will be to have prayer in our lives and be active in a prayer and have a prayerful life. First Thessalonians 5, verse 17 tells us to pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. And James 5, 16 likewise tells us the prayer of a righteous person has great power and is working. Do you believe that prayer is powerful? Do you believe that God answers our prayers? Do you have a prayerful life? Is prayer active in your day to day life or your day to day walk with God? We see a lot of examples in Scripture that gives us prayers from the Old Testament to the New Testament. We see many examples of prayer, and we even see Christ our Savior. We see the example of prayer that Christ gives us as well in the New Testament. This is our communication to God. It's a way we grow closer to God, and we can build our faith by having a prayerful and active life as well. The second thing on my list is personal study, and I'll be honest. This is one thing I lack in my everyday walk. Something that we need to keep important is to be studious on our daily walk with God as well. And 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study to show thyself approved. These are the words of God himself. These are the words inspired by God that we have here in the Scripture. And this is how we do draw closer to God, and we understand what God wants from us and what God understands from us, or how we understand what God needs from us. We're given numerous examples in the Bible that we can relate to. We're given instruction on how we should live. We see those examples in the Bible that maybe are similar to what we're dealing with or going through as well. And we see how characters or others deal with those issues and problems in the Bible as well. So we can strengthen our faith and we can grow closer to God. Our day-to-day study can help us better understand His will for us, and then in turn strengthen our faith. And my third item on this list here is the thing we the theme of this year's lesson that we've talked about is to shine your light as well. I think it's an important thing for our day to day life as well that we are letting our light shine and showing others Christ through us and letting Christ work through us in our day to day walk. Because we encounter many, many people. Some of us encounter lots and lots of people throughout the day. And when we need to make sure we are showing Christ our faith and shining our light, imitating Christ the way we should. One example we've been studying some characters in the teen class, and one of the characters we went over recently was Stephen. And we talked about how Stephen's the martyr, and how he was stoned, and how he was put on trial, and then he was stoned to death. And we talked about how much his that story of Stephen emulated Christ, and it was a very similar story to the story that we read of Christ being on trial when Stephen was killed. He did virtually the same thing, and he asked them to not be held accountable for this sin. Okay, and same thing Christ did too. He paid attention to Christ. He understood, or he tried to model Christ. And I think it's a lesson we can learn from Stephen too, that we can imitate Christ through our day to day walk, just as Stephen did. And in our daily walk with God, when we are around others, influencing others, we're also teaching others as well, sometimes without realizing it. I know, especially if you're a parent, you're teaching your children to not stick their finger in the light socket or the socket there. You're teaching your kid that it's a bad thing to do. And so I think, you know, sometimes we don't think about these things as teaching or I guess you could say teaching and sometimes influencing others. So in our day-to-day walk, we need to reflect Christ so that we can teach others as well, teach others about Jesus through our example and our day-to-day walk with Christ as well. The last thing on my list for the operations side of it is that we need, on our daily operations, that we need to prioritize. Every day, when we're making decisions, when we're taking actions, we need to make sure we are prioritizing God or Christ as well in the forefront of our minds. And because we've given the opportunity, probably in a day-to-day scenario, to do the opposite and to take another prioritize something else over God and over Christ. And we need to make sure that we have Christ at the forefront of our minds and prioritize Him in our decision making and our actions that we take on a day-to-day basis as well. Next part of my lesson too is going to be talk about the maintenance side. As most of you know, maintenance is very important. Maintenance is the work of keeping something in proper condition or the care of upkeep. Most of us are pretty familiar with the idea of maintaining equipment or tools or vehicles or maybe appliances in your house or even your own health. Even your own health, sometimes you need to, there's things you need to maintain. Such as, you know, changing the oil in your vehicles, changing filters, maybe there's seasonal lawn equipment. There's many different forms of maintenance that we have to upkeep and keep up with. I think it's important for us to remember the maintenance in our Christian life as well. And the maintenance ideas that I came up with are something, maybe it's not something we do on a daily basis, not something we do every single day. Some of it, maybe it is. Some things maybe we do. But maybe these things that we need to have as a regular habit or a thing that we're doing on a regular basis. So I ask the question, what things in my life do I need to do regularly in order to maintain my Christian life? And the first one I put down is worship services, because we're required to meet on the first day of the week. We're instructed by God to come and meet and gather on the first day of the week and to worship and praise God and take part in the Lord's Supper. So it's an important, it's obviously a required maintenance, but it's something that's very important for us to do to keep up with our maintenance on Christian life. And then I got to thinking about our worship services too, and just how incredible it actually is having us all here at the same time, together singing praises, lifting praises to God, all in unison, and how powerful and uplifting and encouraging that can be to each of us and all of us, and how amazing that feeling that it is, and not only the singing but the praying. We have one. An individual come up here and lead us all to prayer. It's all 200 plus or 100, however many people are here, all of us in unison lifting a prayer up to God, and how amazing that is too, and how incredible that is. And that happens thousands of times across the world, hopefully. It's such an incredible and amazing thing that happens. And sometimes we do it every week or several times a week, and so we don't think about it sometimes, but how incredible and how amazing that is, and how uplifting and encouraging, and how much we need that in our lives. And it's very important that we have that in our lives. And if you don't make it a habit, if it's not a regular maintenance thing that you do, I would encourage you to do so more often, because it's very important in our lives to have that and required. Another thing I would put as a regular maintenance is doing some sort of group studies or Bible classes. Milwaukee Avenue offers Bible classes every Sunday and Wednesday. And if you're not currently doing the Bible classes, it's a very encouraging, uplifting thing as well. That's going to help your faith grow and strengthen you. And Bible classes are very, very important too. It's important for us to we can engage with those of our age or those of similar ages, and we can and learn and encourage one another. So it's important for these group studies and these Bible studies. Sorry, I'm getting away from my notes and kind of going off the cuff, and I need to get back to my notes. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, tells us all Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. It's important to have these Bible classes, and one thing that's real nice too is that we have the not only do we have Bible classes here, but we'll have the age specific Bible studies as well. So there's several different Bible studies that are age specific, and those age specific studies are great because you are encountering people who are in your same age group, for one thing. Maybe they're going through the same type of life events you are, a category of life. I can't think of a better word for that, but a category or life that you're in right now. Maybe there's a lot of people in that group that's in the same kind of category, and or maybe you run into people who's already succeeded past that category of your life group as well. And there's got to be a better word for that. But anyways, it's really good it's really good, really encouraging, really uplifting to be able to engage in those as well, to be a part of those studies and those Bible classes as well. And I think it's an important maintenance in our Christian life that we need to attend. Fellowship was the next one on my list. Very similar. I guess it can kind of go hand in hand with the Bible studies too as well. But just having fellowship as well outside of worship with one another, surround yourselves with like-minded individuals, with Christians when you're able to do that more so than surrounding yourselves with the worldly, corrupt individuals as well. A few passages out of Psalms tells us whoever walks, Psalms 13 verse 20 tells us whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of a fool will suffer harm. Some familiar passages in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17, iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. Proverbs 27, 6 tells us faithful words are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful, profuse, are the kisses of an enemy. And then one we're real familiar with is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, is bad company corrupts good morals. And just to surround yourself with like-minded Christian individuals is another uplifting and faith-building thing we can do as well to continue to maintain our life as well. My last last item to talk about on the maintenance side is the teaching, maybe even teaching a Bible class, a study, or a devotion. And I'll be one of the first ones to tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy to prepare and to teach a Bible class, a Bible study, or a devotion. It doesn't come natural for me, and I think there's a lot of us doesn't come natural for. And it, like we talked about it earlier, it takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of time. But you will grow when you're teaching that class and you're teaching that study or that devotional or whatever it is. You're probably going to get more out of it than you're going to grow more than probably your students in your class and because you put in the time and the study and the effort to do this. And I think it's important that we do this on occasion as well. Maybe this is one of those maintenance items that we need to do on occasion as well. Or I think it's important that this is one of those maintenance things that we do on occasion as well. To teaching others, whether it be kids, children, teen, adults, etc., it will help you grow. The extra study time that we put in when preparing a lesson or class helps us grow closer to God. So we've talked about most of the tools needed to operate and maintain on a regular basis as a Christian. But the final point I wanted to make tonight is the repairs side of it too, the R in the MRO. This is a topic that's not as much fun, not as much enjoyable as uplifting, but it's something that's needed, necessary. Sometimes when something breaks, we need to have the utensils or the means to repair it. If a household appliance or your vehicle breaks or stops working, then we must take action and we must use whatever means or tools we need to repair it. So I ask the question, when our Christian life is breaking, or falling apart or wearing out? What steps do we need to take to repair a Christian life? Now, these breaks, they come in many different forms. We're all different individuals, and these breaks, these failures, these wore-out parts may come in many different forms as well, because we're all different individuals. There's not one simple answer to fix, although I do think there is a simple answer that is common that we need for these fix. And I think the first step we need to take is that we need to first admit that we have a problem. Because when we don't admit it and we just kind of push it aside and we just continue going down that path or going on, the problem grows and gets worse and gets bigger or the bearings get worse and wear out and eventually break. Sometimes we need to be able to confess our sins and shortfalls. Maybe if there was some sort of sin in your life in some form, or maybe you feel stuck, or maybe you're just unable to overcome. Maybe some sort of temptations are just too great and you feel attacked. Maybe you're embarrassed and want to stay away. Maybe you become disconnected from God and struggling to get back on track. I think it's important that we first admit that we're struggling, and we admit we have sin in our life, or that we've fallen short, or we're failing. And then, of course, I think the second thing, most important thing, is to go to God, of course, in prayer. God is the great physician. He is the one that can heal you, or He can put the pieces in place for you to find the healing as well. Sometimes it takes a little bit more work on our part as well to find that healing. One way we can find that repair, I think, is to maybe sometimes, and I'm not saying every time this is true, but sometimes we just need to dwell heavy on our maintenance and our operations. Okay, my dad was a diesel mechanic, and we were working on an old pickup that hadn't been run in years and years and years. And he was showing me how to. We had the engine was locked down, and we had to break it loose. And so we put some oil. Had to put a lot of extra lubrication in it. Had to really lube up some of the pistons and do whatever we can to get it unstuck. And then, of course, we had to give it a lot of persuasion and. Things like that, but eventually it broke loose, and the engine. And after a little bit of other adjustments, the engine was running great. It was running great. It just needed that extra lubrication, that extra maintenance. And I'm not saying that always does it. That's not always does the trick, but it just needed. Sometimes we just need to focus a little bit more on those maintenance and operations things we talked about. Maybe we need to dwell extra. In the Bible or in prayer. Maybe if you're not currently attending the Bible classes, maybe you need to try to start attending the classes, or maybe you're not going to some of the Bible studies. Maybe you need to be more active in the studies and maybe these sort of things can help you to heal these things that are broken or failing or missing in our lives, in the repairs. And I think another way to repair, I think, is to seek help and encouragement as well. Now, I wanted to make everybody raise their hand and ask who repairs all their own things, but I'm not going to do that to you. But just imagine who in here can repair everything. Who in here can repair all of their vehicles, all of their own appliances in your houses, all of your own equipment or tools? Who can repair all your own tools and equipment? How many of you here can you repair your own health when your health is failing? I think at that point, maybe that's when all the hands would come down in my imagination. But I'll even say my dad was one of those guys that felt like he could fix anything. He was a diesel mechanic, and he worked on our tractors, our cars, our trucks, our all our appliances. I mean, he was one of those that he did fix just about everything. But I do remember the time or two when he himself, a mechanic, would actually take the cars, take our vehicles to the mechanic in the local mechanic there as well. And I'm sorry, Gavin is holding up a sign for me to read. But I do remember my dad even needed help sometimes too. Even he needed help from others to get things fixed and take on things too. So even one of those who thinks they can fix everything will sometimes need help as well. We all need help. We all need encouragement. I know this is a thing that's much easier said than done, but we need to reach out to one another for help sometimes. We need to be more experienced, or sometimes maybe just talking to more experienced Christians, someone who's been an experienced Christian for longer, or close friend, family member, neighbor. James chapter 5, verse 16 tells us to confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. And of course, most importantly, I think I've already said this once, but we need to seek God's help and go to God in prayer when our life is broken or failing or having trouble. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. When your path is crooked, your path is broken, God can fix your path and make your path straight, get you back on track. In closing, it's especially important to keep your equipment, your property, your health well maintained and repair when broken or failing. It's even more important that we repair and maintain and operate with our spiritual life and our faith. Christ teaches us that our soul is much more important than the body. Matthew 10, verses 28 tells us that do not fear those who kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. If you're struggling with your maintenance of your faith, or you need to repair your spiritual life or your faith, please don't hesitate. The church is here for you tonight. Or maybe you've decided that you are ready to answer the call and you're ready to obey and be baptized in Christ tonight. Please come forward as we all stand and sing.